Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. For some women who become pregnant, severe morning sickness can be debilitating and even cause miscarriage. It's called hyperemesis gravidarum, or HG for short.
Until now, we didn't know what caused this, and some doctors believed it was all in a woman's mind. The researcher who traced the problem to a hormone was motivated by her own suffering from HG.
What causes the nausea and vomiting is the hormone GDF-15, which is made regularly by the body, but not at such high levels. Once the woman is pregnant, the placenta and fetus up the production. The higher the level of GDF-15, the worse the morning sickness. It signals the brain to lower food intake because it senses cellular stress, a normal part of pregnancy. The suppression of appetite causes nausea, which leads to vomiting.
Women with lower levels of the hormone were more resistant to its effects, and the same for women who've been pregnant before, and older women. They also found that women with an uncommon genetic variant of GDF-15 naturally produced higher levels of the hormone and suffered from HG.
Researchers believe nausea falls off later in pregnancy because the woman's body becomes tolerant to the higher levels of the hormone.
This could lead to new ways to prevent morning sickness, through helping build a woman's tolerance to the hormone before she gets pregnant.
If that's the case, pregnant moms can just focus on their next craving, pickles or ice cream, or both.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.